My daughter has a favorite television program. It's called Roly Poly Oly.
Way up high in the roly poly sky is a little round planet of a really nice guy. He's roly poly oly. He's small and smart and round.
Did I mention that my daughter is almost four? Roly Poly Oly is about a robot family from the planet of curves and curls. They've got jolly round balls for heads and torsos and skinny coil springs for arms and legs. And boy, are they ever sprung. The show's creator is William Joyce. He joins us now from Shreveport, Louisiana. Hello, Mr. Joyce.
How are you doing?
I'm fine today.
Good.
Tell me, what's this family like?
You know, I always thought about them as being sort of the Cleavers, but as robots.
What fascinates me about this show is you get a sense of the almost the clash of certain decades in American popular family culture. Again,
yeah.
Something like the Cleavers, but then there's a little bit of almost Depression era, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow to this family.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think even some of the plots of the show sort of go in that direction.
Gee whiz, I wish the rain would go away.
Hmm. Well, looks like we're gonna have to do a sun dance to cheer up all you gloomy gusses.
A sun dance, Pappy?
Yeah, sure. Well, you see, since rain dances make it rain, you need to do a sun dance to make it sunny.
Well, you know, I wanted to do just exactly as you were putting it, a clash of decades. And because I love all this old stuff that I grew up watching when I was a kid. I was part of that first generation of TV kids that, you know, back once upon a time when TV was in black and white and there were only three channels kind
oh,
of
yes.
stuff. And every day after school, you'd see, oh, Leave It to Beaver, and then the Lone Ranger, and then Buck Rogers, and Robin Hood. And
then if you could sneak it, Betty Boop.
Yeah, sometimes some Betty Boop, yeah. I don't think anybody really realized back then how spicy Betty was.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Well, good for you. You must have been very mature in your fashion. But anyway, I liked all that. In my mind as a kid, all that stuff sort of smushed together anyway. And when I grew up and started doing storybooks of my own, I enjoy smushing them all together. So Roly was my first chance at doing that in the medium where I'd first gotten exposed to all that stuff.
Do you have any children yourself?
I do indeed. I have a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old.
You know, it's good for us boomers to sort of indulge our walks down memory lane and intellectualizing this, but what do kids make of this?
Well, look, I've always had the theory, unproven or not, I don't know, but or at least the I don't know if the theory is the right word. I've always had the hope that the stuff that I would like to see and the stuff that a kid would like to see would converge. You know, Peter Pan lasts forever as a great story because grown-ups love it, and so do kids. Where the Wild Things Are has that same appeal. And so I've never thought about doing stories just for kids or just for adults. My stuff's always been for as much for everybody as I could make it. And so it has to kind of function on two levels, you know, a really goofy kid-like level. And then oftentimes, though, I find that that level works just as well for grown-ups.
Okay, Oly, let's see what you got.
I don't want to ruin the sun dance.
Oh, the only way it can ruin a sun dance is if you don't dance.
But I don't know what to do.
Oh, it's easy. Just follow your feet.
You can do it, Oly.
Give it a try.
To me, the show, at its best, is about the things you wish could have happened when you're a kid. And it may be completely lunatic. It may be entirely improbable or impossible, but it's stuff you kind of wish would happen. And buried in that is a lesson. Oftentimes, but man, we bury it as deep as we can because I hated cartoons that lectured to me when I was a kid, and I hate to do it now. So,
and there's so many like that these days.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it takes all the fun out of it. I mean, I showed my kids the Three Stooges for the first time about a year ago, and they lost their minds because it was like just pure fun and it had no, you know, redeeming social value whatsoever. They were completely enthralled and delighted. So if I get, and we do try to get a redeeming social value in there, but I try to hide it like as well as possible. So we'll have a show like where one day the magnetism or the gravity in their house gets completely reversed. So they're walking on the ceiling.
I saw that one.
That's just something I always thought would be
really
cool.
You kept reminding me of the Lionel Richie video.
God, please. A pox on you. Lionel Richie has nothing to do with this show.
Oh, okay.
Nothing against him. I mean, I just remember as a kid laying on the bed, you know, and you sort of lean your head back and look at the ceiling and see the world upside down. And I'd always think, God, wouldn't it be cool if you just go running around on the ceiling or skating or something? That would be really fun. All the furniture would be out of the way. And so we made it about kind of about teaching Zoe about up and down. And it's one of the shows that, like, my kids like to watch. You know, they think that one's funny.
The thing that endears me most about this show that really grabbed my attention was the bounce. Everything and everyone in Polyville and in the family bops.
Yep.
As they walk everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What is the idea behind that?
The bounce?
The bounce.
Well, you know, if you watch those old cartoons, they all had that sort of, you know, American bounce. I mean, it just seems very
American bounce.
And, well, just, you know, maybe that being like chauvinistic or something, but it
go
just,
right ahead.
It seems evocative of that era that people felt like, you know, anything was possible, that there was this hope that there was a future where everything would be great. It'd be all blue skies and picket fences and technology would make everything okie dokie. It's an interesting mix of like naive and knowing at the same time. And I guess that's just another way of saying optimistic. I mean, yeah, they never were like, they had a sort of street savvy vernacular to them, but they weren't cynical about it. It was sort of like, you know, we're in a cartoon, the music's good, we're walking, you know, with a bounce, and whatever comes up in this cartoon, whether it's anvils falling on us or whatever,
we're going to
make
it
through.
Mr. Joyce?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to thank you. I enjoyed that very much.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad your kid likes the show and that you do too.
Illustrator and animator William Joyce is creator of Roly Poly Oly, which is broadcast on the Disney Channel.
Don't you stop, just whirl, whirl.